What's the valley of the shadow in your life right now? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. One of my most nerve-wracking moments in life was my first mission trip. I went with my youth group down to Louisiana to clean up and rebuild after a hurricane. And to be frank, I was young enough to be a little scared to be away from my parents for that long. It all turned out fine, and I loved it at the end. But I definitely felt better during the times we prayed together for Jesus' blessing as a group throughout the trip. If you're looking ahead toward experiences that are making you nervous or even terrified, then today's Devo is a good one. It's called Shadowside by Courtney Lassiter. Chester turned his face to the sun one last time before climbing into the truck. Though the sun hung low in the sky like always, not providing much warmth, Chester knew he would miss it almost as much as he would miss his family. He was leaving all light and warmth behind to work in the Shadowside mines for 3 months. It paid well, and his family needed the money. As the truck ventured into the plains of the planet's dark hemisphere, Chester craned his neck to see the last wisps of the sun's glow fading behind them. Then he turned around and stared into the darkness ahead. There were no roads here, no people except those carted out to work in the mines. Because Athibos was a tidally locked planet, which meant one side always faced the sun and the other was perpetually in darkness, cities were built on the perimeter of the two halves in what was called the Twilight Belt. Athibos was a mineral-rich world, and nearly all its interplanetary exports came from mining. Brightside mining operations were deep underground, safe from the sun's intense heat and radiation, but solar panels on the surface kept the mining tunnels warm and well-lit. Mining on the opposite side of the planet, however, was an entirely different experience. Far from the sun's rays, the battery-powered Shadowside tunnels were always dark and cold. When the day's work was done, you could go up to the surface, but there was no warmth or light there either, only a solid blanket of stars in the eternal darkness of night. As the truck drove deeper into the darkness, Chester suddenly felt panic seize his heart. Thoughts whirled through his mind. What if something happens to my family? What if working out here still isn't enough to provide for them? What if I never see the sun again? Chester closed his eyes and took deep breaths. One of his favorite psalms came to mind, and he repeated one of the verses over and over in his head. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. He opened his eyes and looked outside. The darkness was thick and unmoving as molasses, but a sense of peace began to loosen the grip of panic in his chest. He was going Shadowside, but he wasn't alone. Jesus, the one who defeated death itself, was here with him in the darkness. So let's think about this a little bit more. Have you faced a valley of the shadow of death in your own life? What was it? How did you make it through? Jesus faced the valley of the shadow of death quite literally when he willingly left the glory of heaven, took on human flesh, and died on the cross for our sins. When he rose from the dead, he defeated sin and death so that we could enjoy the light of his presence for all eternity. That's what we read about in 1 John 1, 1-5. If you know him as your savior, you can rest in his promise to be with you through every dark valley. Romans 8, 35-39 reminds us, nothing can ever separate you from his love. And if you want to learn more about what it means to know Jesus, go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. Have you ever felt Jesus' presence in the dark valleys of your life? What was it like? If you've never felt Jesus' presence with you, you can ask God for this anytime. He delights in answering these prayers. Now, spending time in the Word is one of the primary ways we can spend time with Jesus. If you want to dig deeper, you can read a whole bunch more scripture about how Jesus is the light by going to unlocked.org and finding today's devotion or finding it in the Unlocked app. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And take a closer look at what the Bible says in Psalm 23 and 1 John 1, 1 through 5, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and it's not the only thing we do. If you've got younger siblings, they can check out Keys for Kids Radio. It's an internet radio station made for kids 6 to 12, and it's got music and stories to get them excited about growing closer to God. You can show it to them on the Keys for Kids app or at keysforkids.net. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why God might say no to what you're praying for the most. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.